You're listening to
the Almost Anything Network.
This is Say Anything with Mike and Daryl.
I wish I could do more impressions, though. What impressions can I do? Like, and what? Because I want to try to do those. Yeah, I was thinking, like, I do Marvin pretty well. And I'm now thinking, like, okay, well, if I do that well, how can I do a bit around that? Like, how can I do now something that would be related? Like, you know, obviously, if I was doing stand-up right now, I would, like, talk about, like, the movie The Martian and be like,
Matt Damon, you're going to grow crops here? Good luck.
You shit on my planet, huh?
Yeah. This isn't a diluvium Palladium Space Modulator. This is stupid. You are leaving stupid cameras.
But that's, I don't know. Is that funny? Like, it's like, just, you're just doing the impression. Is that enough? No. Or do you have to have a bit around that impression? Yes. You can't just be like, I'm going to say the lines that the character says. That's not enough. You have to build around, like, what would he do that's funny? And now that you do that voice, it's cool. I don't know.
What you're explaining is kind of like, yeah. Like, if you're going to do a voice, why just do the voice if you're just going to be like, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. It better be in context of something you're talking about. Like, we don't have to be talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you're talking about, like, some, like, muscle, like, a bodybuilder.
I want
to, but, like, it has to be within, like, something within context of what you're talking about.
I always like to maybe, like, just start off right off the bat as, like, what would they say in their, like, worst moment in their life, and what would they say in their, like, highest moment in their life?
Like, cartoon character?
Yeah, any, like, impression, like, you know, like, the Marvin the Martian, like, what would be, like, the worst, like, moment, like, that he would face, and then he just reacts to it. Like, maybe that's funny, like, Mars just blew up, like,
I guess I'm gonna need another planet.
Well, there it is, Daryl. Oh, there it is.
I don't know. Or you tell Marvin the Martian that his parents just died. Or he won the lottery.
You want to do all these things around Marvin because that's the one voice you have? Like,
yep, or Don Knotts.
But see...
I'm just trying... I don't know. I'm just bullshitting. I'm just trying to think of, like, what can I... I know I can do these voices, but...
What voices can you do? What voices do you feel confident in?
The Marvin and the Kermit the Frog, and maybe...
Let me hear your Kermit. Say like, I didn't cause no 9/11.
I didn't cause no 9/11. That was Miss Piggy. Yay!
It's not bad, not bad.
It's not easy being me when 9/11 is around.
All right, so you got Kermit and you got Marvin the Martian.
Right, but they're not far off. They're a hair off.
That's fine. That's all right. That works. It's better to have somebody that, like, can cover 15 different voices just by changing a tick.
I think that's what Mel Blanc was. Like, if you listen to a lot of Looney Tunes, they're like an inch away from one another. But it's great because it's like enough. Like Sylvester and Daffy. They're like an inch away from each other.
It's just enough to make it sound like, oh, that is a different
person. But you can tell. Like, you can tell.
But what else? Who else do you have? I want to make a list.
Michael McDonald.
I want to see. Well, we should make a list.
I did make a list earlier. Okay, I made a list.
Oh, you did? You made like an actual this is what I do list?
Yeah.
Resume style?
Yeah, look.
I want you to do every voice on that list.
All right.
I think if Jay and one of their fantasies, they're blowing each other. I don't know if it's both of their fantasies. I don't think they're, maybe one, I think one of them is thinking that. Sorry, that was a joke.
Someone's thinking about blowing the other in the...
I don't know if they're both thinking about it, but one of them
are you writing Scrubs fan fiction?
Maybe it's Scrubs fan fiction, exactly.
You're totally saying, like, okay.
JD wants to blow Turk, but I don't think he knows Turk won't be down, so he can't ever tell Turk.
Do you know that that's fun? It's weird that fan fiction always turns into, let's just have two characters fuck.
Yeah, fan fiction is sex fiction. It's like,
yeah,
it's
just
fiction.
Letters to Penthouse with those characters in it. Here's a fan fiction. What if Doc and Marty had sex with one another?
I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like,
dressed
I
dressed up like the Lost characters?
Yeah,
or?
Because people, like, dress up like the Back to the Future characters and or whatever.
I think it's a little harder to dress up like a shipwreck victim. Really? Or like some...
A shirt and jeans?
Yeah, but you're nobody's going to be like, oh, he's from Lost. It's
well,
like...
It's
either a hobo or he's...
It's an ensemble thing. It's just like Gilligan's Island. If you go by yourself as Gilligan's Island character, no one's going to know who you are. If you go as the ensemble, it all makes sense. So if you went with like six people who all like, and one, you had one chubby guy that did the Hurley, you had a guy that looked like, with, like that looked exactly like if you
totally.
Did it close enough.
I get, yeah.
Then you could sell it. But
if
just
you had
Hurley
the numbers
himself,
on your shirt
you
and stuff.
Matthew Fox by himself, that's, yeah, you're right. It's not going to, it's not distinct enough to really sell it, but
it's not
an ensemble.
Like,
it's a cast costume.
It's weird how like, I don't remember what Jack wore on the island.
Like a green shirt and jeans.
But I remember what, you know, Rick wears on Walking Dead. It's like...
It's a cop fucking uniform, at least.
Right,
in
the that's
like,
the weird
he
thing.
He always just
like,
wears the same...
Cause... Oh, it's a uniform, so oh, it you remember it. But if
but
it's
you,
not a
but...
uniform, you don't remember it.
What's the Asian guy's name on that show? On Walking Dead? Greg? Gary?
No.
Glenn.
But
you don't know what Glenn wears?
He wears a hat. That's all I remember him wearing.
That's true. Fuck, you got me on that one. Dixon. Daryl Dixon. He carries a crossbow.
Yep.
That's all you know. It's like, yeah, they have
everybody
something.
Has their look, like a character look. Like,
but then you could do that with Lost. Like, everybody would have something. Because, like...
But
like, Matthew Fox would be a doctor.
He didn't have a scrubs on, though, or
no,
anything.
But that,
like,
but that's, like, if you're gonna do that, like, that's their character thing. With like, yeah, he could have, like... Maybe he has a stethoscope on him. That's the only thing he has on him.
But did he in the show? Did he always carry a stethoscope?
Not always, no.
Could you remember like what the characters wore?
Does Rick always wear a uniform? He never changes out of that uniform?
Mm-mm.
That thing must be fucking rank.
He must
you
wash it.
You imagine the... Where? The fucking
in a river
everywhere.
Or wherever?
You imagine the skid mark pileups that would be on those
that
clothes?
That is one thing where you don't like... They never change clothes. They never like...
I understand like, yeah... We don't change clothes all the time because we don't have we
but
don't
when
have
we
a
sh- run into a nearby mall that has new clothes. Let's
I would
change
fucking
some
grab
clothes.
A new shirt just to be like, okay, man, I'm getting funky in myself.
Yeah, totally. That or we came into a stream. Let's wash our clothes
or
at least.
Maybe you get nose blind to yourself after a while.
Probably.
It's like,
hobos.
I can stand
like
this
like
and
I bet
fine,
hobos
but if you go up and straight up like I'm gonna straight up smell my armpit. Like if I'm looking up, yeah, I'll be fine. If I smell my armpit, I'm like. Holy shit, I gotta do something about that.
And it's weird because you almost can handle your own stench better than, like, anybody else's stench, so you don't even know that you stink, you just know everybody else around you stinks. It's not like, I don't smell me, I smell you guys, and you probably smell me, but I don't smell me. Or if I do smell me, it ain't that bad.
I can do voices, but I'm not good at,
Brian
like,
Johnson,
impersonating.
Brian Johnson, yeah, from AC/DC.
So those are the five that
you... Oh, yeah! You! It's not that tough to be like...
But
hey, yo!
That's all you got? Like, it's not like...
I could say words or whatever, like...
From who?
Four score and 7 years ago!
Okay, I don't know about that one. Let's see, Rick Schneider from the B-52s.
It's a rock lobster! Rock lobster! I'd like a bank loan. No. What the hell? Oh, well. No. I won't get a second mortgage on the Love Shack. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby. And Michael McDonald, Marvin the Martian, we already heard. Don Knotts.
Don Knotts is definitely like the, hey, hello. Hey, how you doing? I'm just here, Jack. Jack Tripper. You better be gay because I don't want you living with two women.
We should do that sketch thing where it's like you go from A to Z.
We should do that. We should give ourselves a premise, and when we go back on our dialogue, it goes through the alphabet.
Right.
And we'll still go through the alphabet.
Yeah, we're still doing the alphabet, but you're doing this. Like, so that's the bit, but we're still trying to do the alphabet game.
All right. You want to do it right now?
Sure.
Just what letter should we start off? A or
G?
G, okay. No, I think it should be A because it's easier to start with A.
All right, A. Hey, man. Hey, it's a pretty nice day out today, huh?
Believe that. It is definitely a great day. Let me do an impression about that great day, like Christopher Walken.
Can you do a good Christopher Walken? Because that's a hard thing to do.
Dude, listen up. It goes like this. I'm doing Christopher Walken, and it's a great day.
Everybody does a Christopher Walken.
For sure. I understand. It is definitely kind of played out.
Good, good, good. I'm glad you agree, but you know, I still like that you're trying it, though. You have a pretty good one.
Hey, don't rush me, man. Don't rush me in these impressions. They're gold, and I gotta, like, wait for them to, like, come to me.
I'm so sorry. I definitely did not mean to rush you. I want quality. Let's see what kind of impressions you got. Is Christopher Walken the only one you have?
Jeremy Irons is another impression I do. It sounds kind of like this. Everybody needs some pants.
Keep in mind, I'm not a professional, but that may not have been the best Jeremy Irons I've heard. No offense.
Let me tell you what a Jeremy Irons impression consists of. It consists of some pizzazz, some class, and a little bit of what I call it.
My opinion doesn't go far, so don't worry about what I say. You know, if you think it's good by me. Do you have anybody else you do? Any other impressions?
Normally, I would say no, but in this instance, I would say yes. And I can do a Tony Danza impression.
It literally goes like this. Hey, Angela. What are you doing? I'm the boss. Don't be hanging out with your kids too much. Hey!
Oh, you said Tony Danza? I could have sworn that was Alf. That sounds like, that's like a spot on Alf impersonation.
Probably you would think it would be, but it isn't. It is totally a Tony Danza. Like, Tony Danza and Alf do sound a little bit alike, but they're not.
Quit lying. They don't sound nothing alike. There's enough difference. You can do both.
Really? Are you really telling me that they don't sound alike? Come on, man.
Sure. You're the one who does impressions, so you would know.
Tony Danza definitely sounds a little bit like Alf, but Alf sounds kind of like, hey, Willie, how you doing? I didn't eat that cat. Oh, I need to go back to Mailmat.
Under that explanation, that makes sense.
Victory is mine. I have thought of a way to make you think that Tony Danza and Alf sound alike.
Wait. I didn't know this was a game or a challenge. I thought we were just having a conversation about the impersonations you do.
Xavier X, Professor X, I can do an impression of, undoubtedly, and it goes like this.
Make it so, number one.
You so crazy.
Zap! That's exactly what I would say at the end of this sketch.
Zap. All right, that may not have been gold, but it was still fun.
I will say, though, that there is a lot of good advancement in penis enlargement surgery.
Wait.
Advancement?
Why do you know?
I've just been reading online and the internet
case,
and stuff,
like the
you know.
Future holds
yeah, in case I wanted to like ever get to 12.
I heard
12.
About somebody got his first like actual. Ugh. He did get a penis enlargement recently for the first actual one that is still an operating dick.
Right.
Because I've heard that you can get like penis pumps like a what's that famous good God, y'all. That
James Brown.
James Brown got a penis pump put in because he couldn't get he had
same with
so he
Larry
just pumps
Flint.
It up and that makes it hard, but he's not really I don't think he has much sensation in it.
No, it's,
right.
just for
it's really
aesthetic.
Function, yeah.
Yeah, it's not functional.
There you
for
go.
For her
yeah.
pleasure.
Which is kind of cool.
Pumped
but,
up for
yeah.
her pleasure.
Like, it would be cool to get girls off, no doubt. Believe me, I'm all for getting girls off. But if I couldn't get off myself, that'd be definitely, like, a part of me dying. For sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you figure out how to still orgasm.
Oh, God, that'd be tough, though.
Maybe, I guess.
Can you still? I don't know.
Even if you don't have, like...
Maybe.
Full sensation.
Come on.
They say like Christopher Reeves and people like that that are paraplegic, they still like get hard and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Christopher Reeves is dead and he still gets hard. That's
pretty impressive. No. Yeah, rigor mortis. They actually had to put like the coffin, like make a custom little hole so like the little penis stuck out. And then it had a cape on it too.
It looked like a little really like a looked like a little steam chimney.
Yeah, exactly.
On the coffin. Yep.
A little poor hole.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So
what a guy.
This episode will be named Superman's penis.
Named Drunks Are Cocks.
Let's start with a different letter and then a different premise.
L. And the premise is two guys waiting at a bus stop.
Two guys waiting at a bus stop. Okay, scene. Let me tell you about a story, bro, before this bus gets here. There was a time when I was a young lad and I used to go fishing with my daddy.
Man, you talking to me?
Not anymore. Dude, I thought I was having an enlightened conversation with you. And I find that you're not even listening to me.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I had no idea you were talking to me. Next time you should say, hey, you want to hear a story, sir? You shouldn't just walk up to somebody and start talking.
Probably, bro. But it doesn't matter. I looked at you right in the eye, and I started opening my heart, and you didn't do nothing.
Quit whining and just tell me your story already.
Really? That's what you're going to say? Okay, I'll tell you anyway.
Sorry, I said sorry. Let's just move on. Can I hear your story, please?
That's a good enough apology from me. I will tell you more. So like I was saying, I was fishing with my daddy, and we were having a grand old time, and it was magical because we caught one huge tuna, and it was great.
Under the sea is where those tuna like to swim. Is that where you caught them?
Very much so. Yes. We did catch it then, under the sea. That's really here nor there.
Why'd you bring it up then?
Xavier, shut up. Don't bring that up right now. I'm telling you about some tuna that I caught.
Yo. How did you know my name was Xavier?
Zoinks! It says it right there on your name tag.
All right. You win this round, mister.
Boy, howdy I do. I tried to win 3 rounds already, and you've won all 3 of them.
Can we get back to your story, please? I want to know what the hell you were going to tell me.
Dang right, I will. Okay, so we caught some tuna, and then a huge storm happened all of a sudden right on the horizon.
Engulfing everything?
Fuck yeah, it did.
Good golly, that sounds crazy, man.
Harold told us that he was gonna drive us in the shore because he was the captain of the ship.
Hey, interesting. I don't know who Harold is. Who's that?
Just the captain, like I said earlier. He was the guy that told us that if we had 12 beers, our trip was free. And we took him up on that offer.
Keep going.
Let me tell you, brother. It was a fucking party on that ship. Not only did we catch shitloads of tuna, but we had Filipino whores as well as a casino gambling on it. Not like, you know, full-on tables and whatnot. It was more like a cardboard crap style in the alleyway type of thing. But it was still cool because it was on the high seas.
Wait, we need to go back and address the fact that Daryl thinks Far and Away is a good
You didn't like
movie.
That movie?
Oh my God.
It's Far and Away.
Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, come on, Ron Howard.
Terrible Irish accents. Well, duh. That did not sound good in any way, shape, or form.
Nicole Kidman's was a little better with than.
Because her Australian is a little.
Right, that's
gave
what I'm
her,
saying.
Gave her a little bit. but
maybe. I am upset that none of them went, ah, shush, 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 shush. You're going to steal me Lucky Charms.
Every movie should have that.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen
yes.
Tom Cruise's new movie coming out?
Who has?
Have I seen it coming out? No.
What is it?
What is it?
It's that it's like another Mission Impossible type movie, but it's not Mission Impossible. It's like another action vehicle.
Of course.
I forget what it's called.
Poor guy. All he can do is action flicks.
And he must ride a motorcycle in every
movie. And he must run with his arm.
I'll tell you what, though. His best role that I've ever seen, and I laughed the most of anything I've ever seen. Like, he was great. He needs to do more of it. Was in Tropic Thunder when he played the manager.
Right.
And he was freaking
when
awesome
he was like a
that.
Character actor when yeah. he wasn't Tom Cruise.
He was so fun as that, but that was so fun. Him dancing at the end totally. Was freaking hilarious.
Did you see him on Jimmy Kimmel when he did the lip sync battle?
No, was that
he
fun?
He sang the "I Can't Feel My Face."
I can't feel my face,
but he was awesome. He was definitely like, he did good. Man, this shit is. He's.
Good. I want to see it because I like the one where he did it with Ellen.
Here, we'll play it. You guys want to hear my review of The Intern?
Okay.
The movie The Intern. I saw the movie The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, directed by Nancy Myers.
Didn't they just have a movie called The Intern with Vince Vaughn?
That was called The Internship.
Okay, the Robert De Niro one. And Anne Hathaway.
Yep, with Bobby D and Seabiscuit.
Yep. Secretariat.
Yeah, it was an interesting movie. I feel like I would have loved the movie more if I was 70 years old.
Yeah.
The movie itself was decent, but it definitely had themes of like an adult, you know. Like, hey, you're old, but don't worry. You could still have value in this world.
Yeah. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're done.
Right, exactly. Which is a great message to tell our senior citizens. But it's also an interesting message to say, hey, you're never going to retire, so get used to it.
Yeah. Keep your ass working because you're not going to be able to afford to stop.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll just work for something that you like to do instead of something that you have to do. Let's hope that's more or less the case instead of coming with the grips of you're going to have to work no matter what for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yikes.
And
why you got to be such a pest, Lilu? You know this house is cool. Thank you for trying to protect it, though.
And spoiler alert.
He's old. He dies in the end.
No.
They have to shoot him because he gets rabid.
No.
Oh, she's his daughter.
No. But that would have been a good twist.
He's her son. Wait, what?
No, the big twist is that she has a husband that cheats on her.
With Robert De Niro?
Yes, he's a gay guy. No. He just cheats on her, but Robert De Niro is the first one that sees it, that sees them kiss. Ooh, dun-dun-dun.
So, like, a good employee, like, Hyde Heyday from the 70s, yep. Like he is, he just keeps his trap shut and moves along.
Nope.
He tells her.
As the good intern and friend that he is, tells her. And they become that much closer because of that.
Did it end like in a real way that something like that would end? And now him and Anne Hathaway are never friends again because they always shoot the messenger?
No.
Especially in a scenario like that. You know your husband's cheating on you. Oh, fuck you! Like, what? I just saw it. I didn't do it.
Nope. It's Robert De Niro is the best person in the world for telling her. And
now
she doesn't dump him. And they become even more closer because he learned from his mistakes.
That's how it ends?
Yep. They don't divorced. They don't like break up. They don't do anything. They just basically go, oh, he cheated. Well, he learned his lesson. He said he's sorry. I was kind of a bitch for neglecting him. That maybe caused him to cheat, so we're both even.
This movie written by Charlie Sheen.
Yep. Nope, it was written by a girl, Nancy Myers.
Oh, that makes sense. Women.
Who's written such movies as It's Complicated, and
I'm a
She's
girl.
Gotta Give or something. Or
Something's
Gotta Give.
She's Gotta Give It Up. Or
She's Gotta Give It Up. Yep, she wrote that. Yep.
I bought dinner. She's Gotta Pay.
She's Gotta Give It Up. I put $2 into the phone booth. What more does she want from me?
$2 into the phone booth?
I called her up. You know, I called her and said, hey, you want to put have me put your dick in...
You want
to
put your dick in my butt?
Oh, God.
You want to watch some wrestling and put your dick in my butt?
Hey, wrestling, and you want to try rape me? Come on. That's what turns you on.
Come on. Hey.
Well, you gave me a drink that was like...
Speaking of wrestling, have you heard the huge big news?
What's in wrestling?
Yeah.
Like
there's another league that's starting.
What is it?
I don't know what it's called yet.
Midget wrestling?
It's called... No. I want to say it's called like...
If it's TNA or Impact, that shit I think has sailed.
Jake the Snake and basically Hulk Hogan are starting their own network. And it's like starring like 64 wrestlers.
Is it like all ex-WWE guys?
Pretty much. It's basically just trying to compete against the WWE.
That'd be interesting. I'll definitely give that a go.
But they're like trying to go like classic style and say like we're not into like the crazy like cage fighting where you like get thrown through two stories. We're just into like classic wrestling.
I give it 6 months.
Yep. What turns you off to wrestling, Ananda? Why don't you give a shit?
Her boyfriend. Talks about it too much.
Just
because you're not a boy is not an excuse because there's plenty of women who like wrestling and plenty of women in wrestling.
Okay, if there's 60,000 people buying a ticket to a wrestling match in like an arena, let's just say on the conservative side, 40 out of that 60 is women. That's still...
Oh, I'm thinking it's probably less than that, but yeah.
40% or 40,000 out of 60,000 people?
No, just 40%. Which is
25.
Yeah, which is still a lot. That's a lot. Even on the let's say the real conservative of just 10%. That's still like 6,000
or
10,000.
Though they're not just there by themselves. They're not there for like a girls' night out.
You don't think there's three women out there that are like,
maybe,
let's just hit up the wrestling,
maybe, and they're all very masculine.
Eh. You don't. I would see like people. I could see straight girls enjoying it for the fact that it's just like if you're
hot in, guys,
if you're into like
right,
the bodybuilding body,
yeah.
Wrestling in bikinis,
it's bodybuilders. So like if you're into that, like if there was just nothing but girls in bikinis, like if they had nothing but the chicks wrestling all the time, yeah, I think I'd watch it even more.
Do you watch the Total Divas?
Yeah.
The
of course
E show?
I do. I'm
addicted to that.
I do
crap.
Watch that reality
Hell
show.
Yeah.
A fucking sugar
so
down
terrible.
Cereal that's like
what's
garbage.
The,
it is
what's
terrible.
Your
it's so bad.
Guilty pleasure reality show?
I don't have TV.
So, yeah, she's one of those.
But you still have a guilty pleasure. You still have a show that you're like, I don't care if I have a TV. I'm going to watch this on the line or whatever.
When I was able to watch TV whenever I wanted, I would sometimes watch Real Housewives.
Which
oh,
one?
That is no worse.
First,
way
it
worse
was.
Than what I watch. I would say no
I disagree.
Fake.
First, it was, I think, Real Housewives of New Jersey and then New York. And then it
Why?
Was Orange County at some point, And well, then it switched to Atlanta. And then I was really into Real Housewives of Atlanta for a little while.
But why? Like,
have
why?
You watched Real Husbands of Hollywood?
No.
Yeah, that's funny.
That shit is good. That's Kevin Hart's spoof. Where he's a real husband. It's him and, like, it's all a bunch of celebrities. Like,
it's a sketch show?
It's Real Housewives style, but
it's
Real
like
Husband. It's a mockumentary, like, sitcom style. But
and
no,
they do, you know, third-person interviews, like they do, you know.
They do that on Hulu. Right, it's called The Hot Wives of Orlando or something like that. It's like a Paul Scheer, like Matt Besser.
Yeah, it's probably
it's
within the
that,
same vein
or,
of that,
yeah.
Where it's a mock of those shows.
For sure.
Right.
MacGyver's coming out, a new movie.
A new MacGyver?
It's a prequel to the MacGyver series.
Who's going to play MacGyver?
I don't know. I told you this is way off topic, but...
Wait, yeah, go back to Wrestling. Total Divas Live or whatever this the hell awesome. That... awesome.
No, but why
not,
do you like
it is
watching?
Not real. It is
no,
nothing
it's totally
to do
not
with,
real at all.
It
no.
is scripted.
No. Reality show
and
the only things I like to watch are the behind the scenes of the wrestling arena. Though it's still fake and shit, but you see some glimpses of like, hey, these guys are just kind of hanging out, and that looks kind of, even though it's still fake, it's still a script. It is kind of interesting to see where they go.
Don't you
it's
know?
Terrible,
that
and they're hot.
Everything on TV is produced. Like everything is.
There's no such thing as reality TV.
Is thrown one of them was through, like a 45-year-old woman and she turned out to be 22 or something.
No, she turned out to be 33 and I was just like, I'm...
What
I'm,
is that?
Natalia, the wrestler from WWE, she's one of the Divas.
Right.
I could have sworn she was like in her 40s, late 40s, maybe early 50s. The way she carried herself and she like tried to be this young, like she always looked like she was too old to be carrying off this like young look that she's trying to put on. Like she's trying to do the same gimmick as all the girls today. And you're like, that's not your style. You should class it up a bit or something. And then I come to find out
you're
like,
old
what?
Lady.
Bitch, you're 33? You're younger than me. And I thought you were like, oh man, you're like past your prime, baby. And I've come to find out like, you're like in the middle of where you should be. You need to change your gimmick. You look like an old woman. You sound like you've been smoking for 20 years. Mm. Okay, sorry. That's enough of that.
But maybe that's the thing is that you can't get away from
I say that.
That if you sound like a, you know, 50-year-old, how are you going to suddenly like turn yourself your 20 voice, years yeah. younger? Yeah.
And that's just my opinion. Like some people probably listen to that voice and like, "Oh, that's sexy." And I listen to that voice and I'm
oh,
like,
"Oh, she sounds like
grandma.
Kathleen Turner." She's I'm into that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, hi grandma, or like hi Chuck. Oh, hi, I mean Natalie.
Hey, how old would you have, you know, hit? Don't think of Ananda right here. Like, just pretend that she's not here. But I'm just saying, like, if you were single, how old would you, like, theoretically, you know, have sex with or just entertain the idea of.
I'm 34. The oldest woman I would ever go for is 35.
What? Come on. You know, 35, just a year older than you?
That's the sexy. Like, the 1 year older than me, that's where they're sexy.
I guess I should leave then.
That is unbelievable.
She's
1 year older.
36.
Oh, shit. I mean, you're a year and a half older than me.
Fuck that. Like, stop talking about like that she's here. I'm just pretending that she's not here. I'm talking about if you're just single. Like, okay, whatever he says, you're not going to get offended, right?
108.
No.
108.
Okay.
That's the oldest I've
ever seen.
Daryl, I'm 108.
Less prudish than he is.
She is way more open than I am. She's cool with it.
108.
I'm done.
Hell
yeah. I'm all woman. About the sugar mama. She ain't going to be lasting much longer after she gets some of this candy.
You'd make out and like grope a 108-year-old.
How many women are out there that are 108?
108-year-old woman riding you?
I'd be riding her. Or she like, can't. She's not getting on top. Yeah. I'd break bones.
You could see her crouched getting a doggy style from you?
I'm assuming at that age she's not looking for that.
I want to meet the chick that's 108 that still wants to have sex.
I'm thinking at that age she's just looking for a guy to tell her how to be there and to I'm going to let's knit together. Hey, you want to watch Matlock? I fucking love Matlock. Let's do this,
she's
babe.
Looking for somebody to feed her pills and Malt-O-Meal and like guide her to the bathroom
and tell the paramedics her prescriptions.
Yeah, she's not looking for somebody to take her from behind. And
well, maybe not every day, but every once in a while you get a little.
Well, yeah, probably at least once a week. Yeah,
in your bonnet.
Right.
Once a week. I was thinking more like once a couple months. Or so. As an older lady, I mean.
I could dip her the old submarine once
in
a while.
No, but realistically, okay, I'm 33, just like, okay, you're 34, I'm 33. I would seriously say if I saw like a hot 50-year-old, I could be into that. Like
when it gets to your parents' age, though, when it's like, I don't know how old your parents are.
My mom's are mid 20 years weird. Older than me. My mom had me when I was young, so like she's 53. And I'm, you know, 33. So
you could see yourself hitting a 50-ish year old woman.
That's the thing. It's not my mom, but my mom's age.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Are you telling me you never
seen... like, kept herself up well?
Even when I was 18, I was, like, looking at, like, you know, my mom at 32 or however, like... I was still like, oh, a 35-year-old, if she was into me, like, what? Like, why not? Like, why not? Like, why not?
You shouldn't have started out saying, when I was 18, I was looking at my mom and thinking that. You shouldn't have started that sentence out that way.
No, it wasn't. I was looking at my mom. It was, and I was like, looking at the age of my mom, and I was like, all right, 20 years older than me.
It's not that bad.
That's
I could take it.
Yeah, that's 38. That's, I could do it. That's, you know, almost
I could put 40. On the Ritz.
I'm almost 20. Why not? Like, especially if she was the one that was like, you know, the Mrs. Robinson.
But that's what I'm saying.
Where she was it's like,
every
hey.
Boy's fantasy of like, right, the experienced, hot, older woman
that just takes you and just
wants
to
be your boy toy. Teaches you yeah. how to make love.
That's why I want right. to go work out, so I can like be sexy enough to be your boy toy.
Can you just take Smitty and show him the ways of love?
I want to know what love is.
Should I put on the Brian Adams right now? Yes.
And I want you to show me.
Awesome. What's your top five karaoke songs?
Anything I know the words to.
Right. But you get to know the words because you see it on a screen with karaoke.
I don't do a lot of karaoke.
But if you're with doing Rock Band, there's like songs that you're like, oh, I'm going to fucking murder this shit. I'm going to get the high score for sure on this song.
Man, there are a couple, but I can't. There's a couple that are just really random. They're like not even guys singing, and I can nail them. It's like there's one that's like I can't remember the word. I can't remember the words or the name of it. But all I know is she mentions like Paul McCartney in the song, and it's more like a ballad type of thing. And I can nail that one, but it's totally a chick singing. I've never heard the song anywhere else in my life. But
do you know what it is?
I didn't give it a very good description, but
yeah, they say Paul McCartney once.
It's on the Rock Band 3, the last one I had. It's like I can't tell you. But anyway,
so are you saying you do a better girl karaoke?
But I sing it in my own voice,
right?
I don't sing it. I don't try to match her like tone.
The timbre is different,
right? But I nail it on Rock Band. But I don't know what it actually sounds like. You know, singing good on Rock Band and singing good in real life are two totally different things.
You know, there's so many songs out there that I loved to hear, you know, down to just hear the song itself. But then when you hear the lyrics or when you actually read the liner notes, you're like,
what the fuck is this?
Man, this song is fucking out there.
Yeah.
It's cool, but now it's not that cool because I figured out what the song actually is. And
speaking of that,
like,
not that it was ever cool, but did you that Miley Cyrus song that you played the other day about her?
Yeah, the Twinkle song. Yeah,
her
pet fucking
dying. She sang a song about her pet dying,
her cat dying.
And there's a line in it where she talks about I had a dream that I met David Bowie, but he was dressed as Gumby. And he was singing or doing something else. And it was like so retarded, the lyrics were just like ridiculous. Didn't make any sense.
It would be like what a dream would be, I guess.
I guess, but it was just, even then, it was just like, this means nothing. There's no meaning.
Yeah,
behind any
David
Bowie
taught us how to skateboard.
Yes, that's what it is.
But
David Bowie looked like Gumby. He taught us how to skateboard. You're like, okay, great. What am I supposed to get from this? Like, okay, well, don't sleep on Molly, okay?
But that's also, like, here's what's weird. And I'm not going to, like, maybe it's because I've had a few drinks in me, but...
That's always a good way to start. I'm going to get racial.
I'm going to get racial, and I'm going to get spiritual.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to get deep. It's weird because I love / hate that song in a weird way because, like, the Twinkle song that we were just talking about. Because on one hand, it's like, yeah, that song is so stupid. I can't believe somebody would even make that song. But on the other hand, it's like, she, like, makes a point. Like, she talks about, like, how absurd dreams are and how absurd this whole ride is called life. And what does it mean? You know, what is this shit, like, all
talk? Please don't tell me you're taking her to the deep end of, like, the
spectrum. I'm just saying, like, to, if you want to just, like, look at it as a song instead of like, oh, she's just a stupid chick that's just making something dumb. You, it's like, okay, these ideas like Gumby and David Bowie and all that stuff, it's like, yeah, okay, that's the absurdity of dreams. But on the other hand, it's like the idea of dreams. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's fucking weird. Like, why do we dream? And what the fuck does it mean to dream? You know, like on that side, it's like, I get it, Miley. Good form. I'll tip my hat. But on the other hand, it's like, you're still a pop star, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's all for nothing.
Have you guys watched that, The Goldbergs?
Yes.
That show's funny. That youngest kid, the main kid, the main star,
his
fucking cannot stand his voice.
His voice like changed.
A Chicago accent.
It's so terrible.
Oh, yeah. He got older. So.
He got older, so his voice cracked and like now.
I talk like this. Who talks like this? Like, who talks so like, it's such a weird. There's a few actors on TV that do that. It's very exaggerated. Like, their accents are so unique where you're like, the hell did that happen?
It's very breathy. Where,
yeah, who did you learn to speak from? Did Nell teach you how to speak?
I do like the Goldberg show.
That show is funny. I enjoy it too. I just find that kid's voice is just crazy. It's kind of like a Brick on The Middle. He's just a strange kid. He's funny. Have you ever seen that show, The Middle?
Yes.
Like
yes.
The youngest kid?
Yes.
He's got some weird body thing and he talks in a weird rhythm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whatever, that's their cadence.
Have you guys watched that Heroes Reborn show?
No. Have you liked it?
No, I haven't watched it.
It's pretty good so far. If you like that Heroes, universe, it's definitely has a few characters from the original show. You know, the horn-rimmed glasses man is still there. Mm-hmm. A few other people, you know, like Hero and a couple others. You know, they allude to others as well. It's not like they've shown them, but they've talked about like, hey, this person, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're...
Is this take place in the future of that life? So like Hero's the badass, yeah. Like he thought he was in the first one? Like he thought he was going to be?
It's definitely... After whatever we've seen, you know, from the prior ones, it talks about Hero being this, like, huge, you know, historical figure because he was, like, you know, in the past and all that, doing all that samurai shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's definitely his sword is crucial in this, like, latest episodes. Like, there's this new character that's a female Japanese girl that got this sword sent to her by her father. And it was a Hero Nakamura sword. So, of course, now she thinks that, like, this sword gives her time traveling abilities, which it doesn't. But she has this other ability where she can change into basically a video game state and, like, do all these crazy things because she's in a video game instead of it being, like, because she has this dude that's also, like her... friend slash whatever, and whenever like he like pushes this button, suddenly like he gets to control her and she's this like video game like crazy ninja thing, and he like, you know,
but she can't control herself, he's controlling her.
Yeah, he totally like pushes a button and she turns into this like video game like badass. Awesome. And then like he like does all these
lives.
They haven't gone into that. She hasn't lost a life or anything like that. Like, every time when, like, he's pushed the button, like, to, like, control her, he's, you know, just kicked ass. And, yeah.
Because
that's the thing. It's like, she shows up, and she's at, like, this, like, you know, gate, and then there's suddenly, like, 15 guards. And then suddenly he pushes the button and then takes over, and then suddenly she's all, like, fighting all the 15 guards and
nice.
Shit.
Neo style.
Exactly. And it's tight. It's like... Okay, that's cool. Like, that's a weird power. I don't know how it happens, but that's so weird. That's cool, kind of. Like, and there's a few other things, you know, other people that are like, you know. And then there's a horn-rimmed glasses man that's like still trying to like kind of his daughter, you know, Claire, the cheerleader. She dies somehow or whatever. So it's now like him trying to like kind of figure out how to like. He thinks that there's this time traveler or there's this person that can like reverse time. So now he's like basically like, I need to find the guy that can reverse time so I can save my daughter or whatever. But most of the people, that's the thing. So, but everybody he runs into, everybody's like, that's a myth. Like that guy doesn't exist. Like, you're fucking, like, running down.
You can't find that guy for another 2 seasons, so stop trying.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much. Like, that guy's not around for another 2 seasons, so stop looking. Except, keep looking for another 2 seasons.
Breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs.
I just love how, like, it's pretty much X-Men. That's what it is. It's X-Men.
Sure.
But not X-Men. It's like, there's no, like, we're gonna, like, be an allegiance against, like, oh, all of us with powers are going to fight against all of the people that don't have powers. It's just everybody has powers, like, and they're all these weird powers. Everybody has, like, a unique power in
you
this
know, that's what
in
the
this
Civil
universe.
War, the Marvel Civil War is supposed to be about. It's going to be it's like in X-Men when they try to get everybody to be registered. It's that right there. Where it's going to be it's all these heroes who agree to be registered, and then the rest of them who don't agree, and there's a fight between them.
Right.
So anyway, sorry, totally random. That's supposed to be a movie that comes out in a few years, that Marvel Civil War.
That is weird, though, that it is like a conformity issue where it is like, we're going to conform to this regimented, like, system of organized rules
wear
or
this
whatever.
Unitard or else.
Right. But then there's other people that are like,
onesie.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this other thing, but it's going to be still a group of other people that are just not doing that thing. So you're still falling into a clique. You're still falling into a group. It's like, you're just not in that group. It's like, you're just the other.
Just with how, like, all these Jimmy Fallons and Jimmy Kimmels and all these guys come up with bits on the regular that seem to work and, you know, get the crowd laughing and entertained. That's pretty impressive to come up with, like, even if it's just silly ideas, just to be something that's actually going to entertain, like, that crowd, even if they have an applause sign, if they're not entertained, they're going to be like, oh.
You know what's even crazier is that that bit, the lip sync battle, turned into an actual show hosted by LL Cool J and Christy Teigen. You know, it's like one of those shows where it's like, it's now.
Lip syncing?
Yeah, lip sync battle. It's on Spike.
God, TV
and it's
sucks.
Just two people that are just.
You know,
now
Jimmy Fallon's an
this.
Idiot too. And it'll be just like every other one of those shows.
And there's A-list stars that have played on it.
Sure, sure. You could have Michael Jackson himself resurrect himself, awesome. And come back out. And that show will go maybe a season and a half, two seasons at the most. That's
Man,
my guess.
If MJ was on it, that would be fucking the shit. Mm-hmm.
Like all he came out and saying Thriller.
Hey, are you into hologram concerts of past artists that have no longer been here? Like, if you could watch a concert that is a Jimi Hendrix concert, but it's not Jimi Hendrix, it's a hologram.
The only
You're watching
say,
a hologram concert, the
not
whole
now.
Thing,
not now,
2 hours.
Because the holograms I've seen, like, just pure video, like Tupac and stuff.
The Tupac
They
shit,
were kind of
yeah.
lame. Like, you're like, that's just it's basically just put a screen up and give me a picture of Tupac, you know, life size or whatever. It doesn't feel real enough. You know what I'm saying? So maybe when technology gets better where it looks more like, it doesn't look just like a bunch of lights. It looks like a body standing there.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
When it looks better.
They're gonna,
maybe, but I don't know. I see
those hologram that company that came out with the Tupac hologram. They're coming out with like 4 or 5 different shows that are like all dead artists, but it's like an entire show that's like a hologram.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like Selena. And
if I'm going to watch a hologram, I just might as well get the video and watch it at home. Exactly. I got a nice enough TV where I'd rather see like an actual concert of theirs.
True.
Like, that's what I'm saying. If it maybe in a few years when technology gets a little sharper, because it seems to just grow all the time, if they make it look better. But the last few hologram images I've seen on TV were so weak and so obviously a hologram that it doesn't give you that, like, oh my God, it's here. You're like, that's kind of neat. I saw that in Star Wars. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does seem like we're in that stage where we're not there yet, but it's definitely better than just watching a movie, but it's not like where it's seamless and we're like, wow, this is like right in front of my face. I can't tell the difference between this being a movie and this being real life.
Right. Yeah, that I want to go on a holodeck.
That'd be awesome. Virtual reality, I'm so there. I'm so ready.
if you don't mind, I'm going to call it. I think the verdict is in.
All right, the verdict is in. Thank you.
Holograms are awesome.
Thank you all for staying tuned for all of our shenanigans and all of our drunken discussions.
Yes.
If you guys,
I hope you guys are drinking along, because that's the only way to play this game.
Yes, and if you all want to write in and tell us all your thoughts of what we've discussed, definitely hit us up at almostanythingpodcast@yahoo.com. At yahoo.com. Or at our Facebook or Instagram.
Facebook, or which is all almost anything.
Twitter,
network.
At Chip Shadow, any of those types of things. Hit us up and please, please share and
please
let us
like,
know
share,
that
comment.
You like and you know, just enjoy hearing what you
click
hear.
On the links and give us some advertising dollars, because every time you click on a link on our website, you get some money.
Yes,
support us,
go
please.
To Almost Anything Podcast or AlmostAnythingNetwork.com and click on any of the banners that you see that are advertisers and purchase anything that you see that you enjoy, and you will get to enjoy a small taste of our successful goal.
As this wonderful ad you'll be hearing right after the show. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check us every week. We'll be back.
Please do.
The verdict is in. Good night.